From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ukraine says it never shipped defense technology to North Korea. The denial came after the New York Times reported the North may have purchased rocket engines from a Ukrainian factory in the black market. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert was asked about the report Tuesday.
That's an issue that we would take very seriously if that were to be the case. There have been a lot of U.N. Security Council resolutions, and they obligate all nations, including Ukraine, to prevent transfers of sensitive technology to the DPRK.
The report comes amid growing concerns about the rapid progress in North Korea's missile program, including recent tests of intercontinental ballistic missiles. Bruce Bennett is a defense analyst with the RAND Corporation.
Well, I think we probably still have some information to figure out, but if the North Koreans have figured out how to make the engines, the Ukrainians almost certainly helped them. They're the ones who were producing the engine of the size and character that we believe North Korea's used from the evidence that's available.
Reuters quotes a U.S. intelligence official as suggesting the North may have the ability to produce rocket engines on their own. Another official said missile improvements could also involve recruited foreign scientists or North Koreans educated abroad. Nearly 30 people were killed and dozens wounded Tuesday by explosives detonated by suicide bombers at a marketplace in the northeast Nigerian village of Mandarari, as well as a nearby refugee camp. The Boko Haram insurgency is suspected. In Kenya, suspected al-Shabaab militants killed five policemen in an ambush in the country's restive northeast, stealing weapons and setting a vehicle on fire. The attack occurred Tuesday in Garissa County. Dozens of policemen have been killed in similar attacks since May. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone's President Ernest Bai Koroma has appealed for international help as rescue workers have recovered more than 300 bodies following mudslides caused by heavy rains. John James is a spokesman for the UN Children's Fund UNICEF in the capital Freetown.
And in the worst case, there was a landslide which took away a whole section of the hill, just taking homes and families with it as well. So there's just been hundreds of bodies coming out of the dirt, and I think we're still seeing those numbers rise as time goes on.
Dozens of homes were buried when a mountainside collapsed in the town of Regent Monday, one of the deadliest natural disasters in Africa in recent years. Hundreds are reported missing. Thousands have been made homeless. The U.S. Tuesday accused Islamic State of carrying out a reign of terror, targeting religious minorities and opposition ethnic groups. It was part of an annual International Religious Freedom Report presided by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
ISIS is clearly responsible for genocide against Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims in areas it controls or has controlled. ISIS is also responsible for crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing directed at these same groups, and in some cases against Sunni Muslims, Kurds, and other minorities.
Tillerson said religious persecution and intolerance remains far too prevalent. He singled out seven countries for an array of abuses, including Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Bahrain, China, Pakistan, and Sudan. Mali's UN ambassador, Issa Konfourou, Tuesday called on the international community to provide military and financial support to back a multinational force combating jihadism in Africa's Sahel region.
In Mali, attacks by violent extremist groups on national security forces, international forces, and MINUSMA remain a sad reality and hamper the implementation of the peace agreement, one of the key elements for the stabilization of the region.
The Malian diplomat speaking to the UN Security Council, nine were killed in two separate attacks in Mali Monday, while 18 died in an attack on a restaurant in the capital of Burkina Faso. The Taliban, in an open letter to President Donald Trump, warned the security situation is worse than he realizes and called on the U.S. troops to be pulled out of Afghanistan. Some 8,400 U.S. troops are currently in the country. The Trump administration is preparing its new military strategy for Afghanistan. The International Criminal Court of The Hague Tuesday issued an arrest warrant for alleged war crimes for a Libyan National Army commander accused of executing dozens of prisoners. The ICC is seeking the arrest of Mohamed El Wafale during the fight for control of Benghazi. In Colombia's Marxist FARC rebels Tuesday completed handing in thousands of weapons along with ammunition, part of a peace deal ending a century of conflict. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.